Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Relationship Wednesday. It's January 25th, 2017. It's cold here, no more rain for like 8 days to come, so that's kind of good. And we are just ready to roll. Today's show, apparently there's a lot to be said about relationships and exchanging energy, and they're always exchanging energy, but what energy are you exchanging in the relationship? Because we always get what we do. The energy we have comes back to us so we can recognize it and interact with it. But what are we doing? We reap what we sow, even when we do not know what we're sowing. And I actually wrote, because my English is like my second language, and I've heard this saying about we reap what we sow all my life. Well, we reap what we sow, and I put S-E-W on the page. I didn't change it yet on Blog Talk, but somebody wrote the right words, so I changed them on that page, on those pages on mine. And it just cracks me up because I just saw that it wasn't changed in Blog Talk. So I'll do that later. But really, what are you sowing? What are you doing? We are everything we think we are, and we share everything we think we are. If we're happy, we share it. If we're upset, we share that. If we're angry, we share that. We cannot run away our feelings on a long-term basis. We may be able to do it for a party, or we may be able to do it while we're at work, or not really, because you actually see those people every day, but maybe something that's bothering you in the beginning, but then if it doesn't get solved, it stays, and if it stays, then you're dealing with it. So it's kind of never going to go away until we deal with things, because that's the whole purpose of our existence, is we are here to deal with things. Our thoughts are things, so what happens when we are very close to someone? And we want to keep that closeness and that warmth between us. How do we keep communication, sharing, desire, and exchanging our days, our best between us? What does your energy say about you and your relationship? And how can you be conscious of clearing the cobwebs of old thoughts in a new or existing environment? Well, big one. But I've been just begging, showing, asking Christ, hey, you know, once we figure certain things out, then what? I know we grow in depth. What does that look like? So he started, and I am not kidding you, I filled a page. You should give me 2 or 3 points now. Do you guys remember we used to do the top 10? Well, this is more like the top 15. But he just started with the best energy exchanges you will ever have with another human being start with kind words. Hey, I noticed you finished cleaning the garage. Hey, I noticed that you did your hair different. Hey, I noticed that you were really happy to see me yesterday, and that made me feel great. But just expressing the things that are happening, acknowledging that they are happening. I noticed you bought new pants and they look really nice on you. Or that you washed the car. All the stuff that just happens every day, day in and day out, you talk about, you comment on. All feel encouraged when we encourage each other. And when somebody notices those things about us, like we are noticing about them, it gives us all this like great opportunity, a true opportunity to just exchange positive energy, acknowledgement, appreciation. All of that not only goes a long way or gets you what you want, good relationship. It gives you both. One relationship that you respect, that you pay attention to. After the kind words, Christ went on to say, stare at each other when you speak. Don't just talk while you're, you know, walking and they see your back going and they could barely hear you and they say again, well, what did you say? And then, what did you say? But when you are in the same room and you are talking, make sure that you guys know you are there. All you have to do is look at them when you're talking. Get a glimpse of them. When you first see them, look at them, hug them, kiss them. Paying attention to paying attention. Number three, which I thought was a big one. I thought, wow, that's a lot of talking. But then I thought about it and I said, no, I get why. When they have a question that they're asking you, not just like, you know, what's the weather out there? And you say it's 90 degrees. The weather is 90 degrees today, but that's kind of formal. But when you have bigger things, like they come to you and they're asking you a question about something that's, you know, kind of mulling around in their head, they're not really sure what they think about it. Maybe they're upset about something. Repeat the question they ask you before you answer it. Because when they do that, they say, hey, you know what? Let me see if I got it right. Instead of, well, no, I didn't do that. Or no, that is not happening. Or wow, you always get upset. Just say, okay, you're saying to me that I always get upset when you come home late from work. I don't mean to be asking a question to a question. However, I'm not sure why, because I get stuck at work and I don't really want to stay later than I have to. So why are you upset? Well, I feel like you could come home earlier. I feel like I made dinner and dinner is now cold and I'm waiting for you to eat. Now I'm eating a lot later than I normally eat. Okay, so you're telling me that when I come home late from work, that you don't really feel like I should have, like maybe I could have done something during the day to stop me from coming home late at work, like maybe getting more work done. Yes, that's what I was thinking. I would rather that you worked harder during the day and came home late or came home earlier evening, because we only have so many hours before we go to bed and wake up again and do this again. Okay, I get that. So you miss me, don't you? Oh, yeah, I do miss you. And the thing about waiting for dinner, if I'm ever late, please eat at a normal time and just save me dinner and I'll eat when I get home. But I don't plan. I'm making it a habit of me being late coming home from work. Oh, thank you for not planning that. Thank you that this is just a temporary situation and not something we have to live with forever. Done. Coming home late at night. What are you doing? What's going on? Who are you staying late with? Why all of a sudden? And you start with these questions and the person gets defensive and before you know it, you've spiraled into an argument. But look at the two different energies you felt when I did the first conversation and when I ran by the second conversation. Number four, I'm sorry, wow, we're going down. Take care of the little things. And I'm like, but there's so many little things. Does the other person really know? But they do. You do. Because you know what needs to be done in your house. You know what needs to be done in conversation. But when you take care of the little things, the first one that Christ said was to finish conversation. Just finish the conversations that you start. Don't leave things undone, unsettled, and then go to bed at night. Because the two of you are going to sleep in the same bed, hopefully, and you're going to be exchanging this energy of showing you're mad. You're not going to be close to each other. And before you know it, you're both hanging on the edges of the bed and the entire middle of the bed is empty. When you normally might cuddle before you fall asleep and just fall asleep or whatever it is you do. And now you're like cementing that something's wrong, showing that something's wrong, sleeping with that something wrong, if you can sleep. And once you get used to sleeping when something's wrong, you have no motivation to fix anything. So that's not a habit that you want. The conversation, at the very least, checking with the other person to make sure you answered their questions fully is the next one. That's considered a little thing that shows you care. Check with them and say, hey, you know what? Did I answer your question fully? I know it had to have been bothering you for you to ask me. I know you don't like to ask me these kinds of questions. But do you feel like I answered it fully? Check back. Make sure that you turn around and see what happened once you walked away. Then, partner, how do you feel about the answer we discussed? I think it's important. It is important to me to know how you feel about what I answered, because I don't really owe an answer to anyone. I only owe you an answer because you're important to me. If anyone else asks me a personal question, I say, well, what difference does it really make to your life? But it does make a difference to your life, and I'm acknowledging that. So do you really feel like I answered the question we discussed? And the person will say yes or no, but just being asked that, the exchange of energy in that conversation is unreal. It's crazy. Just think about that. Someone comes back to you to make sure they answered your question. How upset do you think she is going to be about her partner having to work overtime for a period of time? Just check back. And then ask if they have any other feelings that they would like to discuss. Okay, so now that you feel that I've answered your question, is there anything else that's bothering you? Anything else you want to say to me? Can you just take it out now. Let's talk about it. I don't want you to carry that everywhere you go. Wow, I never even thought about it that far. But the fact that you asked, the exchange of energy just grows and builds and grows and builds over and over again. Checking back, asking questions that pertain to the issue instead of distraction and argument. And once you ask if there are any other feelings left that weren't discussed, really think about it and say, you know, let me think about that for a minute because I really didn't think that far. But you know what? I feel like you did answer my question, so thank you. Oh, you're welcome. You make little jokes about it, but you're welcome. Sharing information that just tells the other person that you care to the extent that, one, you don't want them to sleep with this. Two, you want to make sure they got it all out. Three, you want to make sure that they know they've been heard. And four, that they are so important to you that you will face any question that they give you. It's really amazing. Went on to say, trust their judgment. I trust that you are doing your best. And I thank you for asking me these questions. Thank you for checking in with me. Thank you for telling me what's going on. Because now I don't have to imagine it and create what's going on and then be even more upset with you. But I really, really do appreciate that you came to me this way. It has calmed me. It has calmed my voice. And you can bet your bottom dollar that night they won't go to sleep mad. They will have gone to sleep built a little bit stronger, built a little bit all want to have a safe environment to live in. doesn't have to be every environment. We can't completely rework the world. But we do have the power to start at home. The first home is the one in your mind, and the second one is the one you share with your partner. If the home that you have in your mind and the home that you share with your partner are different, then your relationship is going to be different. If you're harboring anger or fear or doubt or worry, the exchange of energy is going to have that underlining in it. I don't care how happy you try to act. We are not born actors. It's a profession. But we can't hide energy. We will be exchanging the energy of that fear and doubt and worry no matter what our words are saying. But if you actually take that fear out and you face it and you say, you know what? You coming home late, it's something new, and now it's something that's becoming a habit. And I just want to make sure everything's okay. Do you not want to come home? Is something wrong that you can't face so it's easier to stay at work? Is there anything you can do during the day so that you do come home on time? Because it really means a lot to me when you come home on time. The money, the extra money isn't worth it if you're not going to be home every day. I would rather see you for dinner in the evening and share the evening with you than to wait for you and wonder why you're not here. One is a release, and the first feelings are a trap. They are a trap like a goat, like what do they call those landmines? And if someone steps on one of the landmines that you have going on in your head, you're going to explode over it. Protect yourself and your relationships by just telling the truth about the things that you are thinking. Because the things that you are thinking are what set pace for everything else you do and share in your life. Know how to talk about problems. That's easy. But it's not that easy to live in the solutions because we really weren't taught that. Having this conversation about the very littlest, minutest things, we just think everyone should know until there's a problem. And then when there's a problem, everyone comes and tries to fix it, and we don't know how we got that far into it. But how we got that far into it was not paying attention to the little things that eventually will become big things. But it's also true for your dream. When you do the little things, the big thing is grown to, so now you can do it. But if you don't do the little things, there is no big thing to do. It truly is. So then the other thing that he said, and I thought this one was really interesting because I used to do this with my kids and I had to stop myself. If they do something, don't redo it to make it right. Because the minute you do, you tell them to do the dishes and you go and you see their stuff on the dishes and then you say to them, hey, you know what? Look, you didn't really wash the dishes very well. I've got to wash them after you, blah, 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 blah. Let their energy be a part of the relationship. If it's their turn to do the dishes or you're both doing the dishes, there's so many ways to clean dishes. Then you're drying the dish, you'll pull it off. Let the other person feel a level of success over the little things in your relationship so that you have enough gas in the tank to survive the other things instead of feeling like you are isolated and alone inside of that relationship. Because the minute you start losing respect, the minute you start losing that connective feeling, you're going to end up in a roommate situation. Someone you love, you're going to see them as that vital person that you want to cuddle with, that you want to talk to, that you want to share things with. Oh, I know what they're going to say. You know how many times I hear that? Oh, I know what they're going to say. I'm like, do you really know what they're going to say? Did you ever really listen to their answers? Well, they always say this or they always say that. I just know who they are. It's like, silly for me to do all of these things. I said, well, the only way you'll know if doing all these things is silly is if you've tried them. But I guarantee, and I would bet my life, that if you tried them, you wouldn't even feel like you. And that would be a good thing, because it would take you out of the box you're living in and allow you to share your play space with somebody that you respect. You know, there was something Christ said a long time ago, way in the beginning of this, when he said, a pat on the back takes you a long way. And somebody comes to you, literally puts their hand on your back and says, I'm just so happy I'm here with you. I really appreciate the person that you are, and I thank God for you just being you, because then I get to be me. To be you, I get to be me. But if you're not you, I can't be me, because I don't know how to fit into something that isn't real. So thank you for just being the person you are. You will notice that the better the relationship you have with yourself and how you can express what's inside of you, so maybe you should listen to your own question. You should repeat your question in your head. You should ask yourself if there's any more to your thought than you think. Because when you go through that process, you can understand the value of that. I see Susan in the chat writes, awesome advice, wonderful. This is like, I want to say, the best practice we have at being bigger, better, grander human beings in our lives while we're still here. There's a sense of satisfaction that goes so deep that nothing that person can buy you will ever make you feel better than how that person treats you. I'm going to say that one more time, because there is nothing anyone could ever buy you that will be better or bigger than how they treat you. What people buy each other doesn't sustain relationships. How people treat each other does sustain relationships. And I see Susan wrote in the chat, a pat on the back can save a life. It can. There is a story, Little Wing. And I was like really green about writing, and I was very, I don't want to say nervous, but shocked that I actually finished the book, got it published, and was talking about Christ and telling everybody that, okay, I hear Christ. Because at that time, now it was 13 years ago, that wasn't something even remotely okay to hear. Now I can say it and people are like, wow, I've had some similar experience. I've done this, I've done that. And I say, well, the gift of it was that it made me write these books. But because I can hear him lifetime when I'm talking, 99% of the time, it's a combination of the two, me and him. And I have no vested interest in what I say to people as a result of it, because sometimes while something is coming out of my mouth, I am learning it. So I'm sitting there. We were trying to start a blog, and I'm talking to the person who's trying to start the blog. And I start telling her this, about how, you know, Christ is talking to me. She's just, the whole time, just humming me the whole time. Didn't say a word, just kept saying, I really love this. I really love this. And I would say how, you know, there is no soul more important than another. Those are the first things Christ said to me. You know, that 1 ounce of pure love or pure intent will overcome any obstacle more important than another. Till this day, there is no soul left behind till this day. Because it's true. So I'm telling her this, and I'm really excited. And in the beginning, I couldn't stop talking. I mean, it's not that I had the time or didn't. I honestly couldn't stop. I wanted to, I'd go home and go, oh my God, I talk so much. People must think I'm crazy and da da da. And I couldn't stop myself. My whole life just wanted to talk about that. I didn't care what I look like. I didn't care what anything. I'd put my hair in a ponytail, put my sweats on and do my day. I'd go to work and do my day and come home and put my sweats on and put my hair in a ponytail because all I wanted to do was this. I wanted to sit by my computer and I just wanted to let them keep coming out of me because I couldn't get enough of that love. Huge that day. Because once we were done and she left me and she went to go start the first vlog we ever did. She told me that if she didn't meet me that day, she was going to kill herself. And she had already written her suicide note before she came to meet me. And the reason she didn't do it was because we had an appointment that day and she met me. And that was the first time I met her. And all I shared with her was the truth I found out from Christ. Part about it was, it didn't make me religious. It made me definite. The relationship that we have now, the respect we have for each other now, the way we talk to each other now, it made her part of my family in my head, just like we are. We are all growing to a new kind of relationship. And that's the one that blurs the lines of family and makes it bigger and bigger and bigger with people that it touches. We are not alone. We are allowed to ask for help, and we are allowed to give help, even when we don't know we're doing it, by doing things respectfully between each other. Sharing that, Susan said, a pat on the back saves a life. I have now seen that happen thousands of times with people I have met. And I always do ask them, is there anything else you'd like to ask me while you have me? Because I love to do this. Sometimes I don't have time. I know lately, you know, I just don't have enough time. But I got to go, you guys. It's over already. I love you so much. I'll see you tomorrow on Dream Theme Thursday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.